The State Council on Revenues lowered its fiscal year 2017 forecast, indicating there would be $155 million less to spend this year, despite record tourism and construction industry earnings. Department of Taxation Director Maria Zelensky says individual and corporate tax returns were paid earlier, but there's no definitive explanation why overall collections are down.
We're as perplexed, to be honest, as everyone else. And our hope is that, you know, maybe it's just that the refund processing was actually accelerated this past month. We're hopeful that we'll actually see a bump when we get this next month's report. At least that's what we're hoping for.
Meanwhile, Senate Ways and Means Committee members asked the Tax Department if collections were being enforced for transient accommodation and general excise taxes from residential property owners operating visitor rentals. The law was passed last year. Dean Tsukata is the Special Enforcement Section Supervisor.
For fiscal 16, we collected revenues about $3.5 million. And we're in the process of hiring one additional staff member, so we anticipate that will add significantly toward our ability to investigate not only general excise but transient accommodation taxes.
But Tsukata says the six enforcement section members are not issuing citations or fines. Instead, they're waiting for the resolution of legal challenges on the mainland on whether internet travel brokers are protected by federal law and cannot be cited for violations by state agencies. Senator Gil Riviere says Hawaii's law provides other options for enforcement.
The state law says that anybody advertising transient accommodations has to list their tax license or their non-conforming use permit. The department may go after the platform provider or the property owner.
The Waikiki Improvement Association has estimated $100 million in TAT and another $50 million in GET are not collected annually for residential short-term visitor rentals. Senator Donna Mercado Kim says fines are also a source of state revenue that's being left on the table by the tax department.
It's like you're just ignoring it. It's like a slap in the face. And then you guys say, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough revenues coming in. Why? Because we're not going after those low-hanging fruit.
Fines are $500 for the first violation and up to $5,000 for the third. Enforcement Supervisor Tsukata says the cases his section pursued were primarily from public notifications.
Last year, we received 364 complaints, and we also did 1,400 field visits and identified potential non-compliant taxpayers.
The Department of Taxation will report to the Ways and Means Committee on its plan to enforce TAT and GET collections, as well as fines and citations. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.